Yes, they have three sets of construction going on in the town, and then you have the right then in place corner. But they also then have at least three other problematic junctions in Balbafate, Glenfinn Junction, Shopping Centre Car Park, and then Stornoway as well. So what's happening up until now is that each junction has been dealt with separately and each problem instead of doing them all together. And the same has happened now with it. Roadwork construction, where you have traffic control on the bridge in Stornoway, and then you have two sets of traffic control on the Donegal Road. Like, so all together, it's just a recipe for a disaster. Like, and that's what happened on Thursday.
Is there any end in sight for this situation?
Well, it kind of took a while on Thursday to get through to the relevant people. Now, there was Thursday evening before the head of roads and the county CEO come back to us and sort of got the traffic management and Balfour Stornoway included as part of the for the next couple of days. But like going forward, this is a very, very busy time of the year, and there's probably as much traffic coming up the N15 Lifford Road going through Balfour Stornoway as they're coming on the Letterkenny Road or coming on the Donegal Road. I know all of the businesses and travellers and various people going through the town are demanding action from the council. Like, and it's not today or tomorrow. This has been discussed at nearly every single council meeting, but no solutions has come up. And responsibility does lie with the TAI, both in the short term and the long term. Like, it's up to them to bring in proper traffic management. All these construction jobs are in the private sector. The local county council workers are not involved in any of these jobs. It's contractors that were given out via the TAI. And between the TAI and the contractors, they're supposed to come up with a workable solution, and they have not come up with that. So I would certainly say that the traffic lights do not work. The very, very least they can do is put on man control points where works are happening, and they should also consider turning off additional traffic lights, for example, at McLeay's Corner when these works are going on.